MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 26, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, near 60 high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:18 p.m. Danvers Town officials have released additional information on the accidental discharge of a firearm during the investigation at the hoax swatting incident earlier this week at St. John's Prep. According to the Salem News, following the fake report of a person with a long gun in a bathroom at the prep, three Danvers police officers entered the room, and when the bathroom was cleared, one of the officers was returning his firearm to its holster when it was accidentally discharged. Dominic Pangella will be sworn in as mayor of Salem Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Bentley School. Pangella won the special May 16 election and will be taking over from interim mayor Bob McCarthy. The high school graduation season is underway. Bishop Fenwick in Peabody graduated 122 students yesterday. St. Mary's in Lynn graduated 119 yesterday. Education advocates are renewing efforts on Beacon Hill to scale back high-stakes testing in the state, with a proposal to remove the MCAS exam requirement to graduate from high school. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that a proposal being considered by the legislature would eliminate the MCAS graduation requirement and also prevent the state from taking over districts with the lowest performance on the annual standardized tests. Due to the continued cleanup efforts at Gloucester City Hall after a small fire earlier this month, the mayor's office staff will be working out of space at Brown's Mall, the old Community Impact Unit office. You can reach the mayor's office at 978-325-5100. And this Memorial Day weekend, North Shore cities and towns will be honoring those who have died in service to our country. Events are scheduled throughout the weekend, and it appears the entire weekend will be sunny. Temperatures will be in the 70s tomorrow, in the 80s on Sunday, and on Memorial Day, temperatures will cool back down to the 60s. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Heat last night 110-97 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Celts still trail the series 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow night in Miami. After last night's game, Celtic Al Horford.
Well, it's what we're supposed to do. Locked in. And crowd was great tonight.
The Red Sox were off last night. They open a series in Arizona tonight against the Diamondbacks. Endicott College Baseball will host Ithaca today at noon in a best-of-three game NCAA Super Regional Series. Details on this series are in a separate post here on our website. High school baseball from yesterday. Salem wins in extra innings, 6-3 in 8 innings against Marblehead. 15-4 on the season now are the Witches. Sebastian Cruz and Julian Ortiz doing a great job in relief. Marblehead went up in the game 3-0. Salem battled back to win the game. Marblehead is now 7-6 in the conference, 11-8 overall. Other high school baseball from yesterday, Essex Tech also in extra innings beat Rockport 6-5. In high school lacrosse, St. John's Prep 15-1, co-champs of the Catholic Conference along with BC High, wrap up the regular season tomorrow against Hingham. It's been a crazy week at the Prep, as noted in our newscast, with that hoax swatting incident at the school. It did impact athletic teams. This is lacrosse coach John Pinchon.
We didn't get to practice Monday. We didn't get to see any of the guys Monday. We kind of just, you know, everyone went their separate ways abruptly. And then to reconvene, we had a meeting at before we got on the bus and talked a little bit about it. Kids are really resilient, and I think for student athletes especially who fall into a routine this late in the season, I would hope that they were able to find some comfort in that routine and some normalcy in it. The warm up, the bus ride, the halftime, you know, those things that we've been doing. This was our 18th game, counting scrimmages and practices and all that stuff. I think it was like our 56th or 58th. 63rd day of the season. So
okay.
Just getting into that routine, I think, was really important for them. And, you know, I told them after the game, I said, let's hope we never have to do this ever again. And let's move on.
The Ipswich girls lacrosse team is number one in the MIAA D4 power rankings. They're 15-1 on the season Allison Tibnin, their coach, likes to think their team gets off to good starts.
Yeah, so we're really trying to focus on, we're actually really successful with this yesterday in Beverly, but coming out strong to start and like keeping that energy and playing a whole 50 minutes. So I was really happy with, we kind of dropped off a little bit yesterday, you know, obviously it was a good game, but really playing the full game to the Ipswich lacrosse that we want to be playing. So just keeping that energy and keeping the lacrosse, you know, IQ, skill, all that the whole way through and not having any mistakes or mishaps throughout the game.
Also helping in those power rankings is their tough non-league schedule, like playing teams like Winchester.
Yeah, it took us about 45 minutes to get out there. And then, yeah, we did have a bit of a slow start. They came out with a goal right away, and then we tied it up, but then trailed 7-1 and then came back. So
wow.
That was huge. I mean, a six-goal deficit in lacrosse is obviously a very big deficit. So we show a lot of heart, a lot of passion, and, you know, it's great that we had that experience heading into the state tournament. To come from behind is awesome.
Ipswich girls lacrosse coach Allison Tibnin. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We'll